is Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Joining us in the studio, as she does every Tuesday, I love when we play this game, is friend of the show, fake celebrity news quiz mistress extraordinaire, Miss Emma Power. Emma Power, good to see you as always.
Good to see you guys as well.
You're looking very business casual tonight. I like it.
Oh, thanks. It's actually just a dress and a cardigan that
You're also
I
looking
threw
quite
on.
Autumnal. I like it. It's very chic.
Do you know what I see in the future?
Yes.
I see you, Eminem. You and Emma having your own like fashion show,
head to toe,
yeah.
Absolutely,
or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm all about the fashion now. Absolutely.
We could be the hosts and you could be the model.
Oh, that's
oh my
perfect.
God, guys, that's yeah. amazing.
We stand at the end of like, you know, the way they go behind the curtain.
And Kira tonight is wearing.
Kira's wearing a lovely plaid skirt, and then I'd kind of go, God, it's very nice, isn't it? And I'd be like the guy who then says it's really nice. Like Emma, you could do all the talking.
And then Emma would be like, now this is available in different stores across Ireland.
And I'd be like, yeah, it looks.
And
gorgeous.
Chris, yeah. It's a snap at only 30 euro.
It's amazing. Look, you can get this. Some pennies, you can get this in Rivran. I'd be like, yeah.
And Chris would be like, sure, I wore it myself last week.
Absolutely. I am gender fluid, Emma.
I know you are.
But look.
Look, let's trademark this shit down.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, how about this? Here's what we're going to do. This evening.
EC Fashion, we could call it.
Sorry?
EC Fashion.
EC Fashion.
Emma Chris Fashion.
Oh, I like it, yeah, it's good.
It's
what about Kira's name, though?
But I'm the model, so it's okay.
EC squared fashion.
So what I'll do is I'll fall out of Lily's and stuff.
Perfect.
Guys, we've got this,
excellent.
Okay?
Thank you, Kira. That
just
would be perfect.
Do not develop a drug habit, okay?
Okay, I'll try not to.
Yeah, try not to till towards the end of the season when ratings are dropping and stuff and we kind of need a little bump. You know what I mean? Not until then, Kira.
And then, in a few years' time, I can come on and tell a story about you.
Okay, okay.
Perfect.
Wait a second. Why do I feel like I'm getting the raw end of the deal in this potential fashion show that the three of us are going to be involved
in? Me and Emma get a great deal.
Not at all. We're going to have to move to LA.
That's
we
true.
Have to. Yeah. It's awful. Yeah. We're going to have to go to
You're
LA.
Right, Emma. That's just, that's exactly
we're
it.
We're definitely getting the raw end.
Yeah. Me and Emma just are nice, comfortable presenters while Kira's a drug-addled pop. Like, I love how that's the deal we have for Kira. Look, there's no time for any of this conceptualizing our new fashion show. We can do that later. Right now, we have very important business to get down to. Emma comes in every week. She gives us 4 celebrity news stories. However, the interesting thing is that one of these stories is fake. And it's up to Kira and I to try and guess which story is fake among all of the real ones. So how this works is Emma's given us the 4 stories. We've made our decision. But Emma, could we hear the 4 stories again really quickly before we get down to business?
So the first one is that All Blacks player Dan Carter likes to DJ in his spare time.
Okay, sure. Very believable, very plausible story.
Mm-hmm. Second one is that ex-Irish player Malcolm O'Kelly once broke his arm trying to do a handstand on the monkey bars.
Okay. That's also, I mean, plausible.
Remember how sore the monkey bars used to be in your hands?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, no, I used to love those.
I love them, but they're very sore.
They are, but I mean, they give you a good workout.
Oh, they do, sure, Chris. They
upper
do.
Body, 7-year-old Chris had amazing upper body strength. I'll tell you that.
Oh, you were a bodybuilder.
7-year-old Chris was hot.
7-year-old Chris was a bride, in fairness. Like, I was gorgeous. I was trim. I was lean.
Right, the next story, Emma.
The next story is that in 2009...
I was still a virgin.
Like, oh, my God.
I was the perfect catch, really.
Okay, third story, Emma.
Still a virgin. Nothing's
yeah, I still
changed,
am.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
Yeah, what story
in
number
2009,
three?
Former Australian rugby player Quade Cooper was charged by police after allegedly taking 2 laptops from a house.
Okay.
And story number 4 is that Danny Cipriani was on an episode of My Super Sweet 16th UK. I love the surname Cipriani.
It's very exotic.
I'd love my name
it?
To be like Emma Cipriani.
Yeah. No, I hear you. It's a very
it is a gorgeous surname.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. It's very exotic.
Word.
In it.
Yeah.
Brav.
So
I don't want you hooking up with Danny Cipriani though.
Oh,
Emma.
No.
Mm-mm.
I would hook it up with him for that name.
I wouldn't hook up with him.
Would you not?
No.
No, Chris.
Why?
Well, I saw a picture of him earlier.
Is he not a cute guy?
He didn't look very nice in it, but I have seen him before and he looked lovely, but no.
Okay.
He wouldn't be my type, that playboy kind of
Danny
messer
Cipriani.
Thing.
Those are the 4 stories, okay? And now, Kira and I had to decide which one was fake, because the important thing here is that I would do him. He's a cute guy, guys. You're all wrong. He's a very handsome man. But look, that's not the important thing. These are the 4 stories. I'll give them to you again really quickly. Danny Cipriani was on an episode of My Super Sweet 16th UK. Quade Cooper was charged in 2009 for stealing laptops from a house. Ex-Irish rugby player Malcolm O'Kelly once tried to do a handstand on the monkey bars and broke his arm. And the other story was All Blacks player Dan Carter likes to DJ in his spare time. One of those stories is fake. Of course, the fake celebrity news quiz tonight is rugby themed because of the Rugby World Cup. Kira, what did you say the fake story
was? I said the fake story was Dan Carter likes to DJ in his spare time. I said that was a fake.
That's not a bad choice. My fake story was the Australian rugby player Quade Cooper being charged with stealing laptops from a house in 2009. Those are our decisions. Here is what we're going to do. We're going to get the smoke machine on. We're going to dim the lights. We're going to get the tense music. Oh, there we go. It's very tense now, isn't it? Like, that's really added to the tension.
Extremely.
Yeah, okay. So, Emma, those are the four stories. I've given my answer. Kira's given hers. Can you please start breaking down for us what the fake and real stories are?
Okay, so Danny Cipriani did appear on an episode of my Super Sweet 16th, so
you
were right there.
Your insight is what led me away from that story, so thank you, Kira.
Dan Carter does like to DJ in his spare time.
Oh, interesting. Kira,
he does like to DJ in his spare time. So, guys, it is between Chris and Emma this evening.
Yeah.
So there's two stories left. One of the stories is ex-Irish player Malcolm O'Kelly once tried to do a handstand and broke his arm. The other story is Australian rugby player Quade Cooper was charged in 2009 for stealing laptops from a house. One of those stories is fake. One of them is real. I said the fake story was the Australian rugby player story. Emma, it's been a tense evening.
It has been a very tense evening. And you know what? This could be the end of EC Squared Fashions, you know.
This could be a breakup.
This could break the two of you up.
Yeah, before we've even started.
This could cause problems with your relationship.
If anything, it will save Kira, though.
That is true.
I suppose Kira won't have a drug addict.
It will save me from a life of drugs and debauchery.
Well, I suppose that's all right, isn't it, Kira? At least there's some silver lining.
Finally winning at life.
Emma, what do you think?
What do you think, Chris?
I think I'm wrong, and I'll tell you why I think I'm wrong.
Why do you think you're wrong?
I don't think you'd slander a man like that. I don't think if it was true, as in, I don't, if that story was fake, I don't think you'd have made it up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know why I chose it. Should I regret my decision?
You should regret your decision.
Damn it!
right at the end, Chris, you realised what Emma had done.
Yeah.
Why
Only
didn't you figure this out at the start?
Only at the very end. Emma.
So, the fake story is
the Malcolm O'Kelly one. I really thought that you guys would have got that. I really thought you'd be like, okay, something doesn't add up here.
No, because of course I had to be thinking about you know, rugby players' weight gain and how they have to have upper body strength. Of course, they're on monkey bars working out.
I had that in my head. I was like, no, that's the fake story. Then Kira gave that big story, which is
a very logical
story. So I said, no, you know what? She's probably right.
That whole time when Kira was talking, my heart was like pounding. I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get caught here.
Oh, Emma, you've nothing to worry about. Kira and I are incapable of winning this game. It's absolutely ridiculous at this point. Look, Emma, I mean, another congratulations to you. You have won once again. This is really getting old at this point. Even with Kira and I conspiring together and helping each other out, we're still not beating you. You're the New Zealand of the fake celebrity news.
You are.
You really are. You're incredible. So well
done. So, as we always say, let's work together to make a plan. Every few weeks we throw in a different kind of
fake celebrity news quiz.
Yeah.
Do you remember foundation maths in school? Like the really simple maths. It was below pass
maths. I didn't do it, but I remember.
We kind of need that, I think, for the fake celebrity news quiz. Like, it needs to be painfully obvious what the fake one is in future. But look, Emma, your Twitter is at DJ. Or sorry, it's not. It's at This Is Emma Power, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
At This Is Emma Power. At This Is Emma Power on Twitter is Emma's Twitter. You should go online. You should give her a follow. And you should also remember that Emma is on RTE Pulse every Friday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Brand new show. Don't forget as well. I'll have you know, RTE Pulse, there's RTE 2XM. They're all great stations. They're all digital. They're all online. You can check them out. They have some excellent programming. And Emma is a new addition to that. So every Friday at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., RTE Pulse.
This is Chris and Kira on 2FM.